Our way, folks.
I don't put words in your players' mouth to tell tales out of school, but when your players said they felt like they maybe stole 2 points on that one, how do you feel about it?
Third game in 3.5 days in this league with this travel. Our goalie was our best player. He needed to be, but this was a very, very difficult travel situation that we got in, and I'm really happy that we won the hockey game. We came off of an unbelievable game in Boston. Next night we play in Nashville, sitting there waiting. This team's sitting here waiting, and we're still collecting points. So I'm really happy with that. It's pretty impressive.
Would you call it an early win?
I don't care what it is. It's 2 points, and tomorrow there's no pitchers on the scorecard. We shot 66, and we move on.
You're super at home, but your club is starting to find ways to win these ones on the road, and that's got to be key.
Well, because our goalie's been our best player on the road, even when we weren't winning. And it doesn't matter if it's Elves or Halak, you're going to need them to win. But, you know, we put points in the bank with our home games at the start of the year, and now we're having to, you know, pay for all the home games because we've got – this is just the start of tough travel for us. So any points we get on the road are really gratifying. And, like I said, a week from now, nobody's going to worry about it. But we just we all know we got to play better, but we'll play a lot better if we can just get some rest. And I think we're going to play our best road game in Calgary because it's going to be almost like a full day and a half off, and I think we're going to come with great energy.
Well, would you chalk up that second period to fatigue, as you're saying?
Well, I think there's something going on because we've had poor second periods last three road games. If you look at the second period in Chicago, you look at the second period in Nashville, I think we get a lead and we're trying to run the clock out instead of play the game, and something we've got to discuss. I think that, you know, you can't win on the road. You can't win anywhere on your heels. And when you get on your heels, it's really hard to get off. I thought when we took the timeout, we regrouped and at least we kind of stabilized. But man, we're on our heels every shift, and I think we're just like I said, we're in defensive posture too quick, and we're on our heels too much. We're trying to run the clock out, and you can't do that in this league.
Is that the biggest message in the timeout?
Biggest message was our goalie's our best player. Let's start playing for our goalie. And we did. Third period, we played for our goalie, and I know there's a funky shot total that came out, but I'm not sure that that's the right message from our team. I thought we played very well in the third, and then again, we did the same thing in the overtime. I don't know whatever it is, but we're dominant in the overtime again.
So. How did it feel to coach for the first time in the NHL against your old pal?
I didn't see him on the bench. There's too many fans, and they're too damn loud. You can't see or hear anything in this building, so I don't know. We've known each other for so long, it doesn't matter. It's about the players, but it's nice to see that he's in the league. He'll do a hell of a job. Okay, thanks.
Coach, can you tell me a little bit about TJ Oshie and what you saw from him today?
He was like our team, really good early, and then struggled in the middle, and then really good late. He's a high wire act, great energy, great enthusiasm that's contagious, and he's arguably our best forward on the road every night. Okay, thanks.